Chapter 1, in which I set out on a quest. In case you're wondering, becoming a hero is not as easy as you might think. I tried rescuing a damsel in distress, but all of our local damsels practiced martial arts and assured me that the last thing they needed was rescuing. Saving a baby from a fire would have been perfect, but the housewives in Finnegan are far too careful. We haven't had a decent kitchen fire in years. Last spring, when a bull broke out of its pasture, I thought I had found my chance. But when I caught up with the bull, the stupid animal managed to hook his horns through my belt and flip me up onto his head. William the Tormentor already called me Hobrat instead of Hobart. After that day, he started calling me Hobrat Bullhat. To not be called Hobrat for the rest of my life, I needed to become a knight. To get into the King's School for the Education of Future Knights, I had to become a hero before May Day of my 12th year. It was already early spring. I was running out of time and ideas when I heard the news. A local maiden had been kidnapped by an ogre. Ogres don't usually come this far east, and their hides are so thick that martial arts are useless against them. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I didn't own any real weapons, so I took the pitchfork I used to clean out the pig pens and set out to face my first ogre. The ogre wasn't hard to find. It had left a 10-foot-wide trail of wreckage through the forest, all the way up to the mouth of an enormous cave. I paused for a minute outside. Ogres are big and strong, but if saving damsels was easy, it wouldn't be the work of heroes. I tightened my grip on my pitchfork and started into the cave. Halfway down the tunnel, I began to smell the smoke. The farther I went, the thicker it got. I started to cough. My eyes were watering and my nose running as I stumbled forward. Unable to see anything, I eventually tripped and fell face first onto the ground. There, sprawled out on my belly, I got my first good look at the cave. There was a fire up ahead of me, its flames licking wet tree branches and sending out thick smoke. The ogre lay on its side, wearing nothing but a filthy loincloth. The creature's skin was covered in mud and dirt. Its head lolled to one side, its dull yellow eyes stared off at nothing in particular. Sitting at the ogre's head, happily braiding its greasy hair, was a little girl. By little, I do not mean petite. I mean young. This was no maiden on the verge of womanhood. This was a child no older than 5 or 6, with blonde curls, rosy cheeks, and a mouth like a bow. The little girl looked over at me and smiled. "Hello," she said in a sweet voice. "Would you like to play too?" "No," peeling myself up off the floor. I tried to stand. My head came into the path of the smoke and I started coughing again. I dropped down onto my knees, coughing so hard I thought I might hack up a lung. The little girl tilted her head, observing me with interest. "That's what he did," she said, pointing to the dazed ogre. "But he bumped his head when he fell." I pulled in a few haggard breaths and managed to choke out, We have to go."
"But we were going to have a tea party."
"We will do it at home," I said before breaking into another string of hacking coughs.
"All right," she said brightly,
and stood up, patting the ogre on the head before skipping over to me. The little girl didn't cough or wheeze. Her eyes stayed perfectly clear and her nose dry, because she was so short that she walked under the smoke. There are times when life is remarkably unfair. The child smiled when she reached me and held out one dimpled hand. I accepted her small hand and, half crouching, I started us back toward the mouth of the cave. Even that low, I still breathed in too much smoke, and I couldn't see anything. I told myself it didn't matter how miserable I was or how young the girl, I had still managed to save a damsel,